toys like they have now. I remember we used to play, make a house under a tree and get all the little pieces of broken glass and little stones and things, and we'd use them for different ornaments in the house, you know, and we'd mark off rooms, and then we'd cut out a lot of paper dolls, and we'd play house inside the house and take books and make the rooms, you know, stand them.
Oh, yes.
And make rooms, and then take our paper dolls and sit them around in those different rooms. Oh, we had a good time.
You had a lot of fun.
Well, might a little.
Yes. Now, what would you say the biggest difference is in the way that, like in your generation, the way they were entertained growing up and what our generation think they have to do to be entertained? What would
they
you say?
They have a lot of toys and a lot of mechanical things, and then they have television, and oh, we never would have thought about some of the toys that they have now. Talking dolls, for instance, and telephones that you talk, they talk over, and then they get answers back by pulling the cord.
Yeah.
That would have been something that our eyes would have popped out at that.
Now, do you think the children of your generation were more content to stay home?
I believe so, and they had to be more inventive themselves and ingenious in their play.
Now, when we think about the different parts of the verb swim, you would say he wanted to get across the river, so he dived in and
swam across.
When you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say it's for?
No, I've had anybody give me a present and pay my bill.
I'm not familiar with that either. Mrs., we get just a little personal here, and let me ask you what your favorite expression might be if you hit your finger with a hammer. What might you say?
I was using a hammer this afternoon, but I didn't want, unfortunate, in hitting my finger, but I had hit my finger with a hammer, and the first thing I did, stick it in my mouth. Sort of alleviates the suffering, the pain, and I say, what did I want to do that for?
Can you think of something else you might say? I was
thrown in with that darn hammer.
All right. Can you think of something that you might exclaim when you're excited about something?
Oh, gracious goodness. Why did that happen?
Now, what about what you might say when you're a little peeved at yourself for doing something stupid?
Oh, I did something stupid today, very stupid. I had called the beautician to get an appointment, have a permanent wave, and I appeared down in the beauty shop this morning, and she was already giving one, and I looked nonplussed, and she said, oh, did you want something this hour? And I said, I came to get my wave. She says, that's tomorrow. Well, I felt like a stupid idiot and had written it down Friday morning at 9:30, and here I appeared Thursday morning.
And what did you want to say?
The lady in the chair felt sorry for me. She said, if I'd known you wanted today, I'd have let you have my place. I said, no, it's all right tomorrow, but I just got mixed up.
Oh, and that's easy to do, isn't
yeah.
it? It surely is. All right, let's think a few moments there about the principal parts of the word dram.